Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. We're diving into something truly powerful today. Building confidence and self-trust from the inside out. Now, I know what you might be thinking, confidence? That sounds like some cheesy self-help spiel. Trust me, it's not. It's about recognizing your worth, knowing your strengths, and believing in yourself even when things get tough. It's a journey, not a destination, and we're going to explore some seriously practical ways to build that foundation of unshakable self-belief. Ever felt like you were playing small? Like you had all this potential but held yourself back because of doubts or fears? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering, "You can't do it," even though a part of you knows you're capable of amazing things? We've all been there, but here's the thing, you have the power to silence those voices and step into your full potential. Let me share 5 key takeaways that are going to be game changers in your journey towards building confidence and self-trust. First, it's all about identifying your core values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? When you have a clear understanding of your values, you can make choices aligned with who you are, which builds a sense of authenticity and purpose. Next, let's talk about celebrating your wins, both big and small. I know, sometimes it feels like we focus so much on what we haven't achieved that we forget to acknowledge our accomplishments. But trust me, those little victories add up. So, make a habit of recognizing your progress, even if it seems insignificant. Number 3, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we make mistakes. It's inevitable. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, learning and growth often come from our stumbles. Now, let's get practical. Identify your strengths. What are you naturally good at? What comes easily to you? Focusing on your strengths builds confidence because it reminds you of what you're capable of. Don't downplay them. Embrace those talents and use them to your advantage. And finally, step outside your comfort zone. I know this can be scary, but growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Try something new. Take on a project that seems daunting, or simply strike up a conversation with someone you wouldn't normally talk to. Each time you push past those boundaries, you build resilience and self-trust. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who consistently downplays her abilities. She avoids applying for promotions because she fears failure and second-guesses herself at every turn. Sarah's inner critic is a constant buzz in her head, telling her she's not good enough, that she doesn't deserve success. But then, Sarah attends a workshop on building confidence. She starts journaling about her accomplishments, focusing on her design skills and the positive feedback she receives from clients. She decides to apply for that promotion she'd been hesitant about, even though her anxiety flares up. To her surprise, she gets it. Sarah's story isn't just about a promotion, it's about breaking free from self-doubt and embracing her potential. She took those 5 key takeaways, identifying her values, celebrating wins, practicing self-compassion, focusing on strengths, and stepping outside her comfort zone, and applied them to her life. The result? A newfound sense of confidence and a belief in herself that she never thought possible. So, remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. It's about taking small steps every day, practicing self-love, and celebrating your wins along the way. You are capable of amazing things, and it's time to start believing it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do this week to build your confidence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep overthinking less and living more.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.